Obviously, in Arizona yesterday, we did not play very good football. Made lots of mistakes, not specifically in one phase, but across the board. And with that, I'll open up for questions. John?
Coach, coming out of the bye week against Tampa, you made a lot of fixes. You showed some progress. Do you feel like this season there's been a lot of regression, like last week, or try to get better? And then things?
We've not been able to sustain much through the first seven games of the season. I don't believe that yesterday we sustained a whole lot from the things that we had done in the previous week. As I said after the game, when you give up explosive plays that lead to touchdowns or are touchdowns, turn the ball over four times, don't protect your quarterback, get him hit, you're setting up a formula for not being successful, and we were not very successful yesterday.
Why do you think you haven't been able to sustain those positive things?
Well, I think there's a number of factors. You know, you can never make excuses, and if I talked about those factors, I think they would be come across as excuses. We've got to make sure that we are prepared each and every week to go out and execute the game plan. We did not. We didn't sustain anything in terms of what we put on the practice field and then went out and did not do it in the game.
William Moore talked about how, when you guys watched tape last week with Ellington, you saw the capability that he had to do that and get outside. When you study it like that and then that happens, is it a little bit more discouraging?
It's very discouraging. Ellington, Andre Ellington, was one of the guys that we listed as a potential game wrecker, and he's a rookie player, but we saw the ability that he has to make explosive plays. When you give up your edge like we did in the ball game yesterday on that specific play, you got everybody chasing, and he's got the speed to take it the distance, and he ran 80 yards on us simply because we did not set the edge of the defense. And when you have guys that have speed like that, they're going to make you pay. And unfortunately, we had to pay yesterday.
A couple of the veteran guys weren't in on that play, Babineau and Osi. They talked about just the rotation. You know, what are you guys looking at with your rotation right now in the defensive line?
Well, again, we want to have a good, solid rotation, so we'll have our guys ready to go in the fourth quarter. We have a set plan based on where it was. That ball was on the minus 20-yard line, and the rotation had been set before the game. Wasn't like it was a critical time in the ball game that you want to have your frontline players in. It's a long game. This was in the second quarter, but we wanted to make sure that we have our guys ready to go in the fourth quarter. The majority of the games that we've played this year have come down to the last drive, and we anticipate that happening almost every week.
I know you're playing a lot of young players on defense, but it seems like the safeties, who are two of the more veteran guys, have been pretty inconsistent week to week. What do you think's going on there with that?
I don't want to even pinpoint and talk about one specific group. We haven't been consistent in anything we've done, guys, in seven games. That's the entire football team, the entire coaching staff, and we all take responsibility for it. Those two guys that you mentioned were Pro Bowl players last year, had lots of stats, put up lots of good numbers.
Steven Jackson said at the start of last week that it kind of felt like the start of training camp for him, because he had been out so long. If you carry that forward, that might have felt like a first preseason game for him. What did you see, and how does he build on that to go forward?
Well, it was hard to really see anything yesterday in terms of our ability to run the football. We weren't able to move the line of scrimmage, whether it was Steven Jackson or Jacquez Rogers carrying the football. They really never got a chance to get it going. And to run the football, you've got to win the line of scrimmage. And it's not just the offensive line that is involved when you win the line of scrimmage. You've got to win the line of scrimmage at the tight end position and at the wide receiver position as well, especially when they're playing eight-man fronts, which they did a bunch yesterday.
Mike, this was maybe, when you just opened up, the longest laundry list of problems that I've ever 7 weeks of inconsistency that now you just you banged out a few things there pretty quickly?
Well, I think you've got to be transparent and talk about your issues. You've got to make sure that everybody understands what's expected. And obviously, the performance yesterday was not up to the level that we need to have it at to be the type of team that we're capable of being. And those are situational things that we talked about yesterday. Those explosive plays, we talk about them all the time. We talk about turnover ratio. When you don't win the turnover ratio, you're not going to win the ball game. It happens maybe 10% of the time when you're minus three, maybe even less than that. They were a very physical football team. Their defensive front was probably as good as we had faced. They've got some very good players, not only at the defensive line, but at the linebacker position as well. And we were not as efficient in running the football and protecting the quarterback. And a lot of that comes down to physical play and who's going to be more physical.
Coach, with seven games, I mean, how confident are you that you guys can get consistent at tackling, red zone, third downs, stuff like that?
I'm very confident. That's a strong group of men in that locker room. That's a coaching staff that works extremely hard. We're going to do everything in our power to play more consistently. That's what you have to do. You've got to learn from your experiences from the previous week. Sometimes they're not great experiences. They're negative experiences, but you've got to learn from them, and I know that our guys will learn from them. We have been consistently inconsistent through the first seven games of this season.
So the trade deadline coming up, Coach, any thoughts of any moves that you might need to make?
Absolutely no consideration of that at all. Again, guys, injuries are going to happen in this league. You can't make them part of the formula in terms of your preparation. We put together a roster every week with 46 men, and they're expected to go out and play. So, we're not going to even address the injuries. We know that they're going to happen. When they happen, next man has got to step up. We've not played the type of football that we need to play, especially yesterday. Through the first seven games, this was probably the one that was the most inconsistent in a number of areas.
Tony was quoted after the game as saying that the team gets right back this week. Can you say, I know a week ago you talked about Stephen coming back last week.
Roddy's going to continue to work. He started running outside with the trainers last week, so he was out of the training room and out on the field. We certainly hope that he will continue to progress, and again, it'll be up to the doctors in terms of them making the decision on when he'll be able to return to play.
Mike, I know in this world you take it game by game, and you talk about quarters maybe as far out as you'll go, but the reality now is you're sort of in playoff games from the rest of the way. Will any of that be spoken out loud, or do you have to just maintain that?
Well, I think we've kind of been in that mode the last 3 weeks, to be quite honest with you. Our team talking about one game at a time, have to dig out of the hole that we're in. And the only way that you can do it is to take it one day at a time. You can't look down the road. All of our focus today has to be on the Atlanta Falcons getting better as a football team, making the corrections that we need to make, and then quickly moving on to the Carolina Panthers, who are playing very good football. I think guys that it, when I say it's, you know, that's the most physical part of the game is in the trenches. There were times that there were mental mistakes. They're just not always physical mistakes. And there are times that it looks like it might be in one area and it's actually happening somewhere else. it's a game of leverage. It's a game of low man wins, and you have to practice that out on the practice field. You get an opportunity to do it in pads once a week, and that's set by the collective bargaining agreement. And we'll continue. We'll continue to try to take the work that we put on the practice field and put it out there on the game field.
Coach, what about playing a Carolina team that the past few years, no matter the record, has always played you guys really tough?
Well, I think the division, the NFC South, is the most competitive division. Whether it's Carolina, Tampa, or New Orleans, the games usually come down to a possession or two, and especially at the end of the ball game. They're a very good football team. They're playing with a lot of confidence. Their defense is outstanding. They're not giving up a whole lot of points. Their quarterback is playing with a lot of confidence. I think Mike Shula, the new offensive coordinator over in Carolina, is doing a great job with their offensive personnel.
Those interceptions by Matt yesterday, how much of them do you think was a function of the pressure?
Again, I'm not going to talk specifically about each play, but there are a number of factors that go into when a play's not efficient. We had the entire game, not just on the interceptions, but we had way too much pressure on the quarterback yesterday in the ball game.
Anybody else? Okay.
Thanks, guys.